Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Hey, I'm Ethan.
Hey, I'm Mike.
I watched the first half of Single All the Way.
I watched the second half of Single All the Way.
And this is the other half.
Ethan, I have a mission. Mm-hmm. I've seen the first half of this movie.
You've seen the first half of this movie?
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch it accidentally?
Yes. Oh, well, no. And this is, you can put leave this. So I'll go over to my like mother-in-law's house to watch, like, you know, to spend holidays with her.
Uh-huh.
And we'll just put on whatever's on TV.
Uh-huh.
And I did not know what the name of the movie was.
Oh,
it was just on. Yeah. It was just on. And I saw like the cast, and I saw like Kathy and Jimmy, and I saw, oh my God, what's her name? The big one, the famous one, Aunt Sandy.
The one that everyone knows. Why can't I not think of her name either?
Yeah, her.
Kathy and Jimmy's taking over my brain. Sorry.
I love Kathy and Jimmy. She rocks in this. Yeah, it's killing me. Yeah.
I wrote it down because I didn't know her character's name. I just wrote her
name.
And
now you can't even find it.
I can't find it because I wasn't prepared to scroll down this far. Jennifer Coolidge.
Jennifer Coolidge. I recognize the cast. I recognize the setting. And but I didn't know what the name of the movie was because it was just on. So we were like, just watching the first half of the movie. And like, it's been a year, so I don't remember a whole lot. And also when we're all hanging out for the holidays, sometimes I'll be drinking a lot of wine. So I didn't remember a whole lot, but I did remember the cast and I did remember like the basic outline of the movie. And I think I remember that we had to go do something, like, we, you know, it was a holiday. So we had to turn it off and like go somewhere else. Like, mm-hmm. Go to like a tree lighting or something. And I feel like I remember leaving when the two main characters walk outside of the house.
Oh, no, that's literally the halfway point.
Yes. So you added it to the list. You know, I watched these movies literally yesterday. I turn it on and I'm just like, huh, these two actors look a lot alike. And then like Jennifer Coolidge shows up. I'm like, wait a minute.
I think I've seen this movie.
And then she walks in and Kathy and Jimmy's in there. And I'm just like, oh, wait, I think I've actually seen this movie.
Oh, wow. Well, at least it was a year ago. So
it's
maybe
been a year. I don't remember a whole lot. My memory's a lot better than yours is. But
it's true.
Yeah.
But maybe the alcohol will bring you back to my level.
We'll see. But
that's,
yeah,
wild.
So
I mean, it could happen.
This movie.
I mean, I get it. This movie just feels like any other old movie, you know? It feels like any one of those Christmas movies.
It really does.
But I think the problem with is you're gonna have to take this up with Santa, because I don't know if the criteria, I mean, he's passed out. We can't talk to him.
He's in the ICU.
But, yeah. I don't know if he's you need meds. To see like brand new movies, or if he'll be okay with you seeing a movie twice. Like,
yeah,
know, like the whole
fair.
Thing.
I
maybe
don't know.
He won't care. Hopefully he won't care.
Hopefully, maybe he won't know.
Maybe he won't know.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't know that I already saw it. So as long as he just remains.
That's true. He did give it to you.
Yeah. As long as he remains unconscious. While we discuss the movie, and if it ever gets brought, I mean, right now he's unconscious, so he's just not hearing my admission of guilt at the moment. So, you know, I think we'll be okay. You know, this will be okay. But I just want to say I'm blameless because I truly didn't know the name of the movie.
No, that's fair. That's fair. I believe you. Like, I know the way Christmas movies just come on, and
yeah,
you know what they are. And
the movie title's Single All the Way.
It's such a nothing title.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Also, the other thing I remember about this movie. I'm like, just fucking get together already. Like, what is stopping you guys? Like, everyone thinks you guys need to be together.
This movie's kind of bad.
It is!
But,
and
like,
it's not...
But in a weird way.
Yes!
I don't know why... I was thinking, I literally... Most of the time I watch my movies, I sit down, I watch them all the way through.
Yes.
This one I paused halfway through, and I'm like, there's something just, like, this is just so hard to watch.
Wrong. One, poorly shot.
It's terribly shot.
The frame rate... problem, like, it's like they're shooting everything super low light, so you're like, they're adding like weird smear frames to all of the movement, and it just looks awful.
Yeah,
it looks bad. And then two, they casted all these like funny improv like actors, which is great, but then you can feel when the script is gone and they just let the actors like improv, and it's like terrible. It's like the worst improv you've ever seen.
It's so weird,
which is bad because like Jennifer Coolidge, Kathy and Jimmy, I think I've seen even one of the main guys doing improv, and I think he's really funny and stuff. It's just really forced and bad. Yeah. And it feels like you've stopped, the script has, like, you can feel the difference between everything.
I think that's maybe part of it, because I was trying to think for the longest time, like, why this movie just feels off. Mm. It feels weird. And I'm like, is it because I'm homophobic? No, it's not that. Can't be that. No, it's just.
And you know why? Because I'm not going like, ooh, it's gross that these two guys are together. It's like, no. Fucking kiss already. Yeah. Like, we know that you
it
love each other.
It just seems like there's no stakes in this movie.
None!
The stakes are so low. The stakes are the lowest they've ever been.
Yeah.
You have to, like, buy into these characters. And, like, it's funny because there's moments that are genuinely funny in this movie.
Yeah.
But they just feel like an alien told me a joke. It feels like I'm reading something from an AI.
Yeah,
like, I don't know why it feels that way. I don't know if it's the delivery. I don't know if it's the way
it's shot
that, like,
or
every
edited.
I think it's the editing. Honestly, yeah. The editing is really weird in this movie. They kind of, like, cut through things really quickly.
Yeah.
And they don't let things linger.
Yes.
Or they let things linger way too long. It's very just off. Everything just feels off about this movie. It feels like an alien made it. It's hard to describe why.
I looked up the director, and he's made big movies before. Like
big movies.
Big movies. This is, like, one of his smaller, like, films. He's made, like, and he's made rom-coms in the past as well. Like, director Michael Mayer, 27 Dresses is one of the movies he's
made. Okay.
Yeah. He's made, that's the biggest one he's made.
Oh, no.
But 27 Dresses is a big movie. You know?
Yeah, sure. I don't think that movie was very good. I remember watching that.
I guess
like
it wasn't.
Much,
oh, wait, no. He's only a producer on that one. Maybe. He
oh,
didn't
no.
It. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. But it's like, I don't know. It's like, it's not. Here's the thing, too. Like, you're right. He didn't. Yeah, I'm right. I'm wrong. He didn't direct 27 Trustees. He just produced it.
Okay.
It isn't hard to make a movie like this. We've seen a lot of these kinds of movies. The last movie, even the previous one, like Window Wonderland. And the one we just talked about. What's the name of the movie?
Mistletoes.
Mistletoes. Those were not, like, visually impressive films.
No.
But they worked, you know? They were serviceable.
It's weird that you can just be like, the chemistry is just such a strange thing. Like,
what do you mean?
Like, just chemistry in, like, movies. Because
This
movie is Rizzless.
Yeah.
It's got, no one feels like they really know each other. It feels like they're all just kind of like, they're family because they say they're family on the box.
The family you're right about the family. I think the two leads, I think these are the two where I'm like, these two are, like, so goddamn hot for each other. Like, all of the other couples in all the previous movies, they're fine. These two, I'm like, these two need to be together. I don't think there's any other couple in any of the previous movies that I was like, there's a white hot passion between these two and they just need to.
Really? I feel
you
cold.
Didn't feel it?
I feel cold between them.
Really?
I feel like the thing about it is, like, at least in my half, it feels like Nick, who was the character in the last movie? A name.
That's what I was
going to
say.
Movie.
Yeah.
Nick's character is such a, like, perfect guy.
Yeah. Peter's really the one that needs to get on his shit.
But Peter's flaws, he just needs to get on his shit. It's like he doesn't even like his job. He's just like, I guess it's just like,
he's
in
social media or whatever, right?
He's in social media, he doesn't like it.
Yeah.
But, like, Nick is like a flawless dude. He loves families, he's smart,
he
writes
books, he also writes handy.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with this guy.
Yeah.
And it's just,
he's
like,
handsome on top of it all.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so it's
Peter.
Like, I don't know what.
And all of Peter's family's like, go jump Nick's bones. Like,
and so I'm just sitting here waiting for this idiot to just take forever with his best friend.
This was one of the things I remember. Like, I remember watching this movie last year and going like, why is Peter in his own way? I understand that that's, like, a thing, but, like, that's a thing in real life. I understand that. It's really uninteresting to watch that in a
film. That's the thing. It's uninteresting.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
It's not an interesting conflict. That's the only real conflict.
Yeah, exactly.
Because the family doesn't really have anything that they really argue with. There's, like, maybe the plot with the play.
Oh, yeah,
I guess.
Pageant.
The thing with, like, mom has all these traditions or whatever that no one really likes.
Yeah.
But that's all, like, so low stakes and whatever. It's, like,
there's also so many characters in this movie.
There's so many fucking characters. Like, a whole family. I need to make a whole family tree of his freaking family.
And none of them are like, last movie we were like, everyone is a cliche and they're just bouncing off each other. In this movie, it's like, this is daughter. This is other daughter.
You know, they're all bouncing off each other in the last movie. In the Mistletoes.
Mistletoes.
They're all in silos screaming at each other in this. They're not bouncing.
No.
They're just screaming. They're doing the thing that they're set to do.
Yeah.
And it doesn't, and they say something and the other person reacts, but it doesn't feel like they're actually reacting to them. It feels like they're reading off a line.
Yes.
It's
yes.
Very weird.
It's stilted. It doesn't work.
It's the strangest way to be like, this movie's kind of bad in a way that I can't describe. Cause, like, yes, Mistletoe is a bad movie too,
yes.
But it's fun to watch. Yeah. This is not fun to watch. This is like, boring. Boring as hell. I was like, oh, I have to watch this shit again. Like, I wish I had all the wine Mike did when he watched the first half.
I was very upset. Well, it's just like, again, it's like, because I think around the same year, Happiest Season came out, which a movie that was also about like a gay couple, you know, going home to show the family. But whereas that one was like a really fucking awful, toxic situation where like the, you know, other, like the other person in the couple is like lying about being gay and then outs their, you know, partner or whatever. And it's like, what an awful, toxic problem to have to deal with. Seeing a movie like this, it's like, sure, it's refreshing. Like you have a family who like.
It's functional. Everyone's very accepting.
Yeah. But it's also like really the only thing that this guy has to overcome is his own like bullshit about like I don't know, it's like it's just uninteresting to watch. It's just like, fucking kiss him already. Like, obviously you guys get along. They're like, oh, we've been friends for forever. It's like, you're not even in a relationship. Like there's nothing stopping you guys, you know? Just fucking do it. You're in a place where everyone's accepting of you. Like, I don't know. It's very aggravating to watch. Just like, because it's also like the movie should be so much shorter as well. It's like,
why is it an hour 40? It should be like an hour 20.
Oh my God. Just get to the fucking point. Well,
there's so much great improv. They don't want to cut it.
Oh God. The improv in this movie is awful. And it's awful because it's like, I know these actors can do better.
Yes.
Like, they've casted, the other really cool thing is they've casted actual like gay men for this movie. Yeah. Like, there, nobody's playing like is pay for gay here. Like, everyone is like actually out of the closet actors, which is impressive and cool. I don't know. It's like the movie's doing so much right, and yet like everything.
All the ingredients are there, but they burn the fucking pot.
Yeah,
you know?
Or it's undercooked. That's my thing.
I think it's undercooked. Actually, I think it's undercooked. It needs some more time. It needs some salt.
Yeah, it needs something, man.
There's just it's.
What would you do? Like, the movie's pretty straightforward and easy. We're gonna get to the plot. What would you do to fix it if you had to?
It's tough, but before we get into like the whole deal, obviously I haven't seen the second half, but I think there just needs to be more conflict with like the family, and I would cut a family member out. Like, I think
make a family small, man.
I think
man.
It's the lady with the sister with the red hair, I think.
What the fuck is she doing?
She doesn't do anything.
She's doing makeup, like she's in a makeup, and that's it.
The only thing she's there for is to have younger kids that basically are like, oh, look how cute Nick is with kids.
We already have like two teenage girls.
They're
like,
teens, but they need younger kids because Nick wrote a children's book or whatever.
Fuck them.
I mean, I agree, but I would cut them out. I see why they did it, but like their parents are there and they need nothing.
Yeah.
So I would just have the nieces, or just have like one older niece and then have.
And kill one of the parents.
Yeah.
Done.
One parent dead.
One parent, father or mother. But obviously you had to keep Kathy and Jimmy. So kill the dad. So it's just.
Yeah. Or dad dies in the middle of it, or like has like a health scare.
I feel like if you kill him off in the middle, it's bad. But yes, I'd like to
think
a
health
scare.
Health scare is good.
And that's why Peter comes, because he's like, I got to.
Sorry.
Don't you fucking do this. We're talking about a dead man. Peter comes to like look
I'm
after.
Sorry.
Peter comes to look
We're
after his father.
We're talking earlier about creaming and cup.
It was off mic. That's an improvement. I also think we need something to stop Peter, because like Peter can't just be in his way the entire time. I'm like, either he's got to be in like a weird relationship, like a long term, like, you know, not a long term, like a long distance relationship. There's gotta be something. Or like maybe Nick was like a bully. Maybe he wasn't his friend. Maybe Nick was like a bully growing up, and then they have to like slowly learn to like each other after a while.
Or instead of having like getting rid of that third guy, because they had like they have like a date
James.
Guy. Like James comes in.
Yeah. From Platonic. He's the
But they could have started him off with him earlier. And he could have been in LA. But he couldn't make it to Christmas. So they're like, oh, I said I was gonna have my friend come.
Boom, baby.
So they brought over Nick, who's his best friend, I think, and then that would have been a little bit more tension. He's like calling back, and then maybe he flies in, it gets dramatic, something like that.
That'd be great. I think that's perfect. That's a better film. All right, tell me how the movie opens.
Okay, so the movie opens with a shirtless Santa photo shoot. Peter's making comments. He's, I guess, producing it. I don't really know what he's doing, but he's basically representing like a magazine
shaving
or
cream.
Something. Is he shaving cream?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I had no idea.
He's advertising shaving cream.
Okay, well, all these clients he has, and there's
or maybe
another
the
guy give,
the
giving him
cream
sass. No, the clients are like this other guy is like, I never know his name because he's barely in the movie. He's got like kind of curly hair.
Good job. You recognize his hair.
Up. That's the only recognizable thing about him because it's very boring. And he says like. Peter's like, oh, I have a boyfriend. Yeah, I have a boyfriend of 3 months and 22 days. And the curly hair guy's like, ooh, let me get that in the Guinness Book of World Records for Peter. Mm. And then I'm just like, I don't know who this assistant man is, but I guess he's representing the people they're taking the photo shoot of.
Right.
So they're getting a little antsy. The clients are a little annoyed by all the photos because Peter's boss wants a lot of photos.
Right.
He's like, all right, well, I know. So he calms him down. He's like, I know we're all excited to go to Josh and Phillip's party. So don't worry. We'll get this done soon. You'll all have time to go to Josh and Phillip's party.
I'm so excited for Josh and Phillip's party.
They just keep throwing all these random characters in. I wrote all their names down.
I wrote down
Peter's boss's name.
Yeah.
Deleted all that afterwards. So I was like, nothing matters. No, it doesn't matter. None of this matters at all.
Doesn't matter at all.
And then we see, you know, we're introduced to Peter's house. He goes home to get ready for the party. And he has an amazing amount of plants. That was the thing I wrote down. I'm like, damn, this guy loves plants.
He is obsessed with plants.
He's obsessed with plants.
Peter's into pants. Plants.
Lucky for the audience, he talks to all of them. And, you know, that gives a little backstory for all of us. You know, he's like, ooh, I'm very excited. Mm-hmm. You know, I hate my job. You guys, you all know that. Let's get ready for the party. Nick is his roommate who comes by and his best friend. He does work for TaskRabbit.
Yes. But he's a writer, too.
He's a writer. He's like, I don't know if I can go to this party. I don't have anything in plaid, but Peter's so ahead of everything.
He's already got an outfit.
And he's like, yeah, suit ready to go. And Nick's like, wow, you think of everything.
This is the other thing. I wish Nick was like an old friend from school, like living back home.
Not someone who constantly lives with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like there's already like so much like, I don't know, like sexual tension or like something there, you know, like. It's weird that the guy lives with him.
It's a little hard to believe that, like, nothing happened at all.
This entire year, like, the years that they've, like, been rooming together. This
entire year, you never got, like, drunk and were like, I don't know, let's kiss.
That's why I'm like, yeah, or something, you know? Like, imagine Peter going back home and going, like, oh, man, Nick, I remember growing up with you. You were, like, one of my best friends. Damn, he's really attractive now.
Yeah.
It's a shame. I've got James back home, but I've only started dating him, so I shouldn't go out with Nick. That's what I thought was going on. I thought Nick used to live here.
No. Nick's been roommates they've been together for years.
They were roommates.
So anyway, they go to the fancy place. It's a rich couple. They're like, we've been together for a few years and, you know, we yelled at everyone to make our house really nice and beautiful. And then Peter's boyfriend arrives. He's this handsome, handsome guy.
Yeah.
He works at a hospital. He's like a cardiologist. Mm. And the guy with the curly hair is like, he sees him. He's like, oh, what do I have to do to get cardiac arrested? Which is kind of funny. So then let's see. Peter's taking photos outside. And his boyfriend's like, do you want a photo with you in it? And he's like, no, this is my plant account. Plants aren't my main job.
Mm.
Aren't my main job.
Oh, okay.
And he says, I wish I was spending Christmas with you, boyfriend. And I'd be really happy to go. But I'm very happy to go home for Christmas because they've been wanting me, my family, to have a partner forever. Like, they're very tired of me being the single one. But now, you know, I have you, even if you're not coming. It's going to make that I am happy.
Oh, I remember this other aspect of the movie now too. It's all coming back to me.
Completely forgot about this guy, boyfriend guy.
Well, just this weird, stupid conceit that he has to do, but yeah.
Yes. So then, he's like, well, actually maybe you could come. Why don't you try coming to my family? It'd be really nice. You know, I'm like, oh, you're only dating for 3 months. But you're going to meet their family. That's a lot, but okay.
It can be a lot. Yeah.
You could do it.
Also, isn't he a cardiologist? Doesn't he need to like work?
That's what I was thinking. He's like, you got all that vacation time. And he's like, okay. So he's like, you know what? I would love to come with you, actually.
Oh, what a good guy.
I want to come with you. Let's deck the halls together. And then he gets a call from the hospital and he has to go. So then Peter, the next day, calls dad at a coffee shop. And he's like, what do I get mom? He's like, wine glasses. She broke two of them last night. He's like, how? Wine. And he's like, dad's like, don't get me anything. I have everything I want. Anyway. Mm. And then he goes through, like, basically talks to all the family and they all talk about what they want. And he tells his mom, I'm bringing a surprise this year. And she's like, oh, is it a purse? And he's like, I'm not telling. Mm-hmm. And then I like this is the weird thing is like the jokes, some of them that are set up are actually pretty funny. I like this one where Nick is talking to one of his clients. And
Nick or Peter?
No, Nick.
Oh, okay.
He cuts to Nick. And he's talking about or she's talking about to him, like, oh, we're trying to call this guy who always does our Christmas lights, but he never picked up. Turns out he died. He actually died hanging Christmas lights. He fell and broke his neck. And then it's revealed that Nick is actually on a roof right now hanging Christmas lights. And he's like, oh, cool. She's like, yeah, I had no idea TaskRabbits did that. I'm like, oh, cool product placement.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's like, can you leave me alone? I'm going to like hang these lights so I don't die. And she's like, oh, okay. And then her husband pulls up and it's Peter's boyfriend.
Oh,
scandal.
Shit.
So Nick immediately goes home, tells Peter. Peter immediately breaks up with him. calls him a liar.
Oh my God.
And also I'm like, how the hell are you going to go to Christmas if you're like married like that? Right? Right? Like, how are you going to be like, yeah, you know what?
I'm a cardiologist. I got to sleep in the hospital.
These hearts really breaking over Christmas.
Fucking crazy.
I know.
I forgot that aspect of it.
Because it amounts to nothing.
It does.
It's crazy, but it amounts to nothing. I was like, ooh, we got some cool drama here. Yeah.
Nope, nothing.
So then Nick walks by Peter, and Peter's packing, and he's like, why do you need all these mountains of sweaters? He's like, I'm going for 10 days. It's like, 10 days? You don't need that many sweaters. He's like, ugh, maybe I'll live there. maybe I'll just move there completely. Yeah. And Nick is like, so you'd be like one of the only gay single guys in town? And he's like, yeah, well, I live in LA now, and it hasn't done me any good. It's just served me up 7 heartbreaks. Mm-hmm. Maybe I need to get out of LA. Maybe I need to move there and be a gunkle and open a plant store.
Yeah.
And I'll just bring you along. And then like Nick's like, ha, funny. He walks away. And he's like, wait, no, that's a good idea. Come on. Why don't you come with me and you'll pretend to be my boyfriend? Because I already told my mom, and like there's expectations around and everything. And
so wait, Nick just told Peter about Peter's boyfriend.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Peter's taking it very easily.
Yeah, I mean, it's been 3 months. Whatever. I mean, he's got 7 months worth. He's pretty. I mean, he was sad, obviously packing. But
sure.
Yeah, he's already like, that's crazy. Move back on. I only care about my family.
Yeah, that's true. So so he's like, Nick, you gotta pose as my boyfriend.
And Nick's like, finally, I get a staycation. I want to stay here. I'm gonna hang out with my dog. Fuck, what's his name?
Theodore.
No,
starts with a T.
It's not Theodore.
I didn't say Theodore, asshole.
What'd you say?
I said Theodore.
Yeah, it's not Theodore.
Emmett.
Emmett. Yeah. Emmett. Starts with a T.
Yeah.
So you want me
to... Ends with a T.
Oh, there you go. All right. There's a T in there somewhere.
T somewhere around there, yeah.
So then it's revealed that Nick's mom died recently. I forgot about this completely. It literally never comes up.
Never comes up. Honestly, I like Nick. I think Nick's a cool guy. He feels like a little bit of like a perfect human
being. Yes, that's what I'm saying. He just is like, they're like, what do we have to do? Well, I don't know. He's kind of sad, I guess. And he barely even acts sad. You never see him being like, man, it's good to be around your family. And I wish I missed my family. He's like, fuck my family. I don't know his fucking family.
I want another family.
He's just here to be, here to fucking fall in love with Peter.
Siblings?
I don't know anything about him.
Yeah, exactly. It's all about Peter.
That's why I'm just like bored. I'm like, I don't care about this Nick guy. I mean, he's a nice, like, he's a cool guy, but like,
You're a nice guy. But that don't fucking cut it with any bullshit. Yeah, we're dumb professionally.
So he's like, okay, so you want me to buy a plane ticket now? He's like, oh, you have saving Emmett money. And this is where he reveals, he's like, you saving Emmett, you know, the children's book about saving the dog I rescued.
Yeah.
And soon sequel money. And I'm like, Peter, you're asking a lot of your friend. Why wouldn't you just
pay for
his plane ticket?
Yeah.
You weirdo.
Also, you were willing to pay for your I mean, I assume he was willing to pay for his boyfriend.
No, I don't think you mentioned that.
Oh, okay.
Boyfriend's fucking got cardiologist money.
Cardiologist money,
not sociologist money.
But yeah, you're right.
And then, you know, I guess the one flaw of Nick is he's like, what if my second children's book is not as good as my first one? And immediately Peter's like, it's a children's book about a dog. He's like, oh, you're right.
What a dick.
I know. <It's> like, I'm just kidding. You'll make it great.
Yeah.
But please pretend to be my boyfriend. And then
that's such a
Nick
hard
is
ask.
Like, well, I guess, Emmett, you're going to have to spend Christmas at the doggy hotel.
Oh, poor Emmett.
Poor Emmett.
Is there a bit where like Emmett looks over and he goes like,
pretty much. Yep.
I knew it.
It's exactly that kind of movie. Everyone's
this dog just shits himself.
Diarrhea dumps all over the place immediately. Clean this up, you fuckers.
Doggy hotel.
So then everyone's here to greet Peter. They drive up and they were here to greet Peter and
Nick,
and his mom has a sign that says "Slay Queen," and then they have. I did like this bit. Like, did she just Google "funny gay Christmas sign"? And so he's like, I think she did. Yep. And Peter says, "You have to call her Christmas Carol, because that's what she loves to be called during Christmas." And Nick's like, "Your mom has a specific drag name? That's amazing."
Yeah, that's pretty cute.
I'm trying to relay the humor because like it's weird because it's kind of funny, but
some of it can be. It's like an improv show. Some of it lands, some of it doesn't. You know?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
They left it all in.
They can edit the bad ones out.
Exactly.
So she says, "Hey, Christmas Carol," and she says, "Oh, I'm glad you're here. Hey, Saint Nick." So they already know about Nick. They know his whole deal. They know the best friends of Peter.
That doesn't make a whole lot of
sense. So I'm like, oh, so you did this whole thing.
So the whole posing thing didn't even...
Yeah. So immediately they go into the kitchen. Mom starts talking like, oh, I thought you were bringing a boyfriend, but thank God you didn't because I had...
What the fuck is this? I thought he was posing!
Exactly.
What?
And she says, my first Christmas present is actually a blind date for you, Peter. And I'm like, okay, so...
So you prepared.
And so, like, Peter's like, the fuck? Like, come on, Nick. Like, back me up a little bit.
Yeah.
And he's like, why would I do that? It seems like everything's great for you. And she's like...
My mom's dead.
I'm gonna pay for my own fucking ticket here.
Yeah.
But I'm not gonna show
my fucking book money, but
I'm
Peter.
Gonna, but I'm not gonna show any of it. No. I'm a perfect guy.
Yeah, I'm keeping it all underneath. I'm gonna write my second book about it. Peter, the no good, very bad friend.
It says boy in quotes. Yeah. You're like, I don't know. Boyfriend, maybe? Not really. So he's like, yeah. Mom's going on. His name is James. I think you're going to like him.
Yeah.
And then, like, his dad shows up, and he's like, you're not going anywhere. Do you get a proper hug? And he gives his hug, and he's like, Nick, it's always good to see you. And then Peter's like, how is there another single gay guy here? Like, I feel like there would be no one. He's like, yeah. Well, you know, there is. And
the plot allows for it to occur.
Yeah. And the dad's like, yo. Nick, I'm sorry you have to sleep in the basement. There's a leaky pipe in there, but, you know, I have to call the plumber. I just couldn't get it myself. And Nick's like, I'll take a look at it. And he's like, oh, thank you. And the mom's like, you just did that because you wanted Nick to fix it. And he's like, yeah.
The dad is like kind of a Machiavellian figure.
I like
figure.
Him. He's fun.
I like him too.
But the mom is like, hey, fix my poinsettias, Peter. And then she starts mentioning, like, wouldn't it be great if you lived here? You could do... You could like fix
all
my,
the time.
You fix my plants all the time. And she's like, why do you like, he's like, I'll do your poinsettias if you drop the whole date thing. And she's like, why do you keep avoiding love? He's like, I'm not avoiding love. She's like, you just don't trust my opinions, huh? And he's like, just because you met a gay person doesn't mean I'll like him. Like, you met one gay person. She's like, no. I thought you and Nick would get together, but she said, I'm reading an LGBTT book. And she's like, he's like, LGBTQ, right? This is a running joke that happens.
She doesn't know the words, but she's trying.
She's trying. And she says, it's like a man and a woman can be friends. A man and a man can be friends. And Peter's like, yeah, that's right. And she says, but you never know. meanwhile, we cut to the dad and Nick. And Nick's like, I never met a gay handyman before. How'd you learn all this stuff? And Nick's like, YouTube and HDTV. And the dad's like, what is that? Homosexual Gay Network?
That's a really good joke.
That's a pretty funny joke.
That's a really good
and
joke.
And he just thinks like, basically. And I'm like, okay. But also like sabotages dad's character. It's like, what a fucking dad that like tries to fix his own pipe doesn't know what HGTV is.
Honestly, yeah.
Come on now.
He must know what
HGTV
is.
That's why I'm not buying any of these characters in this movie.
I agree. These
aren't
bad jokes.
I don't buy. Well, the jokes, like that joke was pretty funny.
That joke's good, but it's all in service to the jokes.
Yeah, it'd be funnier if he was like, I don't know how to fix anything. I'm just a dummy, dumb dad.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I don't know what HGTV is. That's like way funnier. But he's like, no, I'm trying to fix pipes. I don't know how to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
That guy has an interest. That guy's seen it.
He loves HGTV. Yeah. He's a big Property Brothers guy.
He loves those boys.
He loves them boys. He's like, these guys are gay, right?
Dad, they're brothers.
Gay men can be brothers. How close-minded are you?
All right, Papa. All right, Dad, whatever you want to think. So then Mom's talking about where... James is from. It's like, oh, he's a new trainer. All the girls really hyped with him. Thought he was really hot. But he's gay. Mom can't. She's like, I showed a photo of you to him. Thought you're really cute. She's like, well, Peter's like, all right, show me a photo of him. She's like, I don't know how to work the Facebook. Oh, memes. And she gets distracted by memes.
Oh, God. This is so below Kathy and Jimmy.
I know, right?
And she was in Hocus Pocus 2.
You know what? After you say that,
yeah,
Hocus Pocus 2 was pretty bad.
Yeah.
So Peter is mad at Nick for not going through with the relationship. False pretense.
Yeah.
And he says, and then Nick says, well, at least you don't have to lie to your family, and also lie that you brought like a bad doctor around who has a wife and everything.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I guess, but like, it'd be so much easier if you just lied to them. And then we cut to fucking, we start meeting. This is what, like, if it was just these characters,
Ethan, I know, man.
If it was just these characters, I'm like, all right, we're fine. But no, Peter's sister has to appear. Peter's sister's here.
She runs the bar.
Yeah, she runs a bar. She's like, it was so fun in West Hollywood when we went with you guys, and it was a great time.
Yeah.
I had so much fun. I danced on the table with all these cowboys, these shirtless cowboys, and her husband's here. He's like, they were all gay, right? And they're like, yeah, they're definitely gay. It was
what a
cool.
Piece of shit.
I know.
What a bad guy.
And then Nick explains to his other sister, who then appears and is like, look, this is to the kids. They're like, look, this is Nick. He wrote the book you guys love.
Yeah.
Fucking rescue him. Who gives a shit? Doesn't matter. Anyway, they go to the table.
Hey, that's my line.
It's those things where you're explaining it and you're like, does this add
who
anything
cares?
To the
yeah.
plot? It doesn't.
Those kids never fucking come into play.
Really?
Like, honestly, never. Those little kids. The only people that are like important in the plot are like the sister, kind of. The teenage girls.
The blonde sister.
The blonde sister.
Yeah.
The teenage girls, kind of. And that's pretty much it.
Yeah, that yeah. makes sense.
Oh, and the aunt, obviously.
Oh, yeah, Jennifer Coolidge.
Jennifer Coolidge, yeah. Because she runs
so
the
they're at the table there, and they're eating, and then finally
what
Jennifer
are they
Coolidge appears. I don't fucking know. You think I'm looking at what they're eating? I'm looking anywhere else but this movie.
Yeah, that's fair. Jennifer Coolidge shows up.
Jennifer Coolidge shows up. I'm leaning back forward. I'm leaning in. I'm like, all right, she's funny. I like her.
Yeah, that's right.
It's her
the
aunt.
The gays are coming for me.
Yes, they're trying to kill me. It needs to be in the... she's like, everyone needs to be in my show. I'm running a pageant thing. All yeah. my family's going to be in it. And everyone's like, oh, it sucks. We don't want to do it, but we're going to do
no
it.
They have no faith in her.
Yeah, they have no yeah. faith in her. And then it's like, this is Nick. You've never met Nick before. Everyone else has met Nick before, but they did not know Nick. Or yeah. Jennifer Coolidge doesn't. She's like, oh.
Oh, she starts hitting on him.
Well, she's like, you're very handsome. And it's like, oh, you guys should be going on a date, actually. Yeah, you guys should go on a date. It's like, no, we're best friends. It's okay.
Oh, okay.
Everyone is so happy. They're having a good time. Nieces are saying that Nick and Peter should be together. They shouldn't go out with this James guy.
Yeah.
Mom has a new Christmas tree. It's all white. It's like a fake white tree with mm-hmm. like ornaments. And everyone hates it, but they don't want to say it too much. So even she's like, Nick, you like it, though. And he's like, yeah, I love it. Whatever.
Yeah.
Nick wakes up Peter in time for his date.
Wakes him up in time for his date?
Yes.
How early is his date?
It's at noon, but he's sleeping in because he's jet lagged.
Sure.
And he's like, how do you wake? And Nick's like, I have so much coffee. Wow. Just a cool guy.
Yeah.
Love my coffee.
Wow.
And he's like, I'm hanging up lights outside. He's like, you don't have to do all that for my family. You don't have to impress them. He's like, no, I like doing it. It's cool. Okay. I like how it says this after he learned that like people die from that a lot. Whatever. Peter is then waiting in his date at like the gym where his mom works out. Gets a ton of photos about the photo shoot. We see James come in that does the whole thing where it's like, look, he's so hot. Look at hot James.
And he is.
He's a handsome guy. He wants to go grab some coffee. They go and get some coffee. They talk about like
coffee.
They drink coffee. They have coffee. Nick also likes coffee. I don't know if you know that.
Nick's also a big coffee guy.
He loves creaming in the coffee. I did not actually
mean
that.
That'll be Peter that. Next time.
I did not actually mean that intentionally.
Sure you didn't.
Listen.
We are drinking some quite alcoholic fall and winter beverages.
Which did have cream in them.
It did have cream in it.
Mm-hmm.
And alcohol.
Yeah. So, James is like, your mom is the best. She talks about you all the time. They say, oh, Peter's like a fun guy. He's goofy.
Mm-hmm.
Peter makes a joke. And then James riffs off the joke in kind of a horny way. Makes Peter like spill coffee out of his nose.
He gets horny.
So he spills coffee. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then... Peter
it's
has
like in
real...
an anime when they start bleeding from the nose, but it's just coffee.
Exactly. Yeah. It's that, yes. Yeah. So then Peter asks a very blunt question. Why are you living in this town? Why are you here?
Yeah.
He's like, well, you know, I was in Boston for a long time, but I like doing skiing, so I come here to do instructional work. And like going back and forth is annoying, so I decided to just move here for the winter.
Mm. Can I say really quick? Peter is a bad date.
Oh, yeah. He's so...
He asks the worst questions. He has the worst subject matter. Like, he's bad at talking. Like, everything he talks about is, like, really awful. Like, I'm imagining being on a date with this man, and I'm just like, this is awful. Like, James is a fucking saint going out with multiple dates with Peter. It's
with
crazy.
Peter, yeah. Well, yeah. He likes him, I guess, because I guess he's also probably the only gay man in the
and
vicinity.
Nick.
Well, he doesn't know Nick's there.
He doesn't know Nick's there. He doesn't know Nick exists.
He doesn't know Nick. Nick is hidden right now.
Yeah.
Nick isn't on the field yet. Anyway, so he's like, yeah, I'm a ski instructor. And they're like, well, what about like the gay dating app radius? It's like, yeah, it's kind of a joke here. There's pretty much no one here.
Yeah.
So then they buy a real Christmas tree for Peter's mom.
Right.
It's too big. It's so crazy. It's so goofy. They have to like,
it's so big.
They're cute. And they're like trying to fix it on the roof of the car.
Oh my God. And Nick is like, I love coffee.
No, Nick isn't even there.
Oh my God, Nick.
Nick is not there. It's just, this is a date between Peter and James.
Yes.
Nick is on the other side looking at pictures of his dog and doggy daycare, being like, oh, I miss my dog.
Yeah.
And
his mom is dead. He's just like, I fucking love my dog.
At least I got Emmett.
At least I got my dog. Emmett.
Nick is talking to Peter's sister, who they're doing this stupid thing that she says is stupid, which I agree, is like they can't wrap their presents beforehand and bring them. They have to wrap them at the house. So they all have to go into separate rooms and wrap them all at the same time.
That's pretty cute.
I mean, the problem is that like there's not that many houses. So each like
rooms.
Yeah, excuse me. Rooms. There's not many rooms in this house. So basically all the couples wrap their presents for each other in front of each other because they have to.
They can't wrap them beforehand.
So they know what the presents are.
Yeah.
So they spoil all their gifts to their spouse.
That's pretty lame.
I know. Except for Peter, because he doesn't have one.
He doesn't have a gift or a spouse.
Nope, exactly. Lisa's already like, which is Nick's, Peter's sister, excuse me, is talking to Nick and is like, hey, like, if you're going to go out and get some wine.
Thank you for letting know what Peter's sister's name is, because I never fucking learned her name.
Yeah. She's like, oh, if mom is making a sign for me and going to give it to me for Christmas, tell her I don't want it.
Oh, no.
I'm like, that's a lot to put on like a random guest.
I know, right?
So then he goes out and guess what? Making a sign.
Sign, yeah. What's it say?
I knew you were going to ask what this one was, and I actually wrote it down.
It says, we're all so impressed. Ethan finally wrote something down.
Shut up. So he said, you know what the sign said? It says...
He's getting ready.
Let's all take a moment to be thankful that spiders don't fly.
That's awful.
It's pretty bad.
Although I will say, it's very sweet that she made it herself.
Yes.
It's not like she bought it on Amazon.
But also that's the thing she does, is she just makes signs for people. You know, it's too much.
Honestly, I kind of love a nice like personalized sign made by someone I love.
All right, Mike.
Ethan, if you made me a sign.
Yeah, you'd like it?
I'd love it. Right. I'd hang it up. You know, I'd frame it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Whatever. No matter what it says.
No matter what it says. Even if it was like Once Upon a Time was the greatest show ever created, and I'll forever love Wimpleton, and Belle, and the relationship was the best.
That would be a lot of writing.
A little heart under there.
That'd be a lot of writing. It'd be very... Honestly, I'd just be impressed that he wrote all that.
He was probably, I can't write.
No, that it would be... It's a lot of writing.
It's a big sign.
Writing in paint is very difficult.
It's a big sign.
It is a big, it's a very big sign. Oh, maybe I wouldn't hang it up. It'd be an entire wall.
Yes. Take up your entire wall.
Yeah, that's
move
fair.
Everything out of the way. You got to talk about your love for Once Upon a Time. So, anyway.
What if I got you the same sign?
I would fucking hate it.
We were both looking at it like, oh my God, I got you the same thing.
That would be really funny. So then. Whatever. Nick doesn't fucking tell her that she doesn't want the thing, because why would you say that to anyone?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Peter arrives to go to... Oh, Nick leaves to go to the wine store. Peter also arrives back from getting the tree to a wine place, and they go and they pick up a comic amount, and he sees Nick has also picked up a comic amount. He's like, oh, my family hasn't made you drink this much yet. Mm. She's like, no, it's just we're out of wine. He's like, I hope you had a good time at your date. Yeah. We had a great time. It was actually pretty good. He's like, oh, good for you. Good for you, Peter.
They
go back home. They change the tree. They have a whole distraction. Mom catches the tree being changed. She's like, what's going on here?
You guys
are changing my tree. But then Peter's like, well, listen here. I had a great date with James, and it was an awesome time, and I loved it. And Mom's like, I'm so happy for that, actually. I'm really happy all that happened. And so she ignores completely that the tree has been completely hijacked.
Yeah. She's happy for her son.
But Nick kind of looks a little bummed out. Looks a little sad. And so are all the nieces. The nieces are gunning for...
For these two.
They're shipping them.
Yeah.
So Dad and Nick go put the fake tree away. And Dad is like, Nick, you know... I want you to be good with Peter. I think you guys should go together.
Whoa.
I know. He says, why would you think that? We're friends. We're friends. He's like, well, I always see that, like, Peter never really brings anyone around. Like,
Except you're
kind of the only person we've ever really seen from his life. And honestly, he's happiest with you. Yeah. He seems very happy. And Nick's like, well, I mean, yeah, I mean, Peter's my best friend. And the dad's like, well, I mean, my wife's my best friend in the whole world. And then the nieces appear out of nowhere and like, we agree with Grandpa. Nick's like, oh, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
So Peter's got a date to go skiing with the guy, James, the next day.
Right.
He's trying to look for clothes. He doesn't have any clothes since he was like 12 or whatever, but he puts some on, I guess.
We just buy them somewhere, right?
Maybe they can't buy anything. It's Christmas. It's all closed. No, it's like 7 days before Christmas.
Yeah, they have plenty of time.
I don't know what his reason is. He spent all his money not buying his friend a plane ticket. He woke up late again. Yeah.
I mean, social media is not where all the money is anyway. Yeah.
So he goes out and freaking goes on a date with James. But then Nick is like, I guess I'll go hang out and watch Jennifer Coolidge direct everyone. Also, I love the fact that Nick is obsessed with Jennifer Coolidge, and I'm like, that's realistic.
That's fair. Yeah. If I knew someone like Jennifer Coolidge, I'd be following them every day.
Yeah. He's obsessed with watching her trying to direct this play.
Children's play, too. Children's play. Pageant. Yeah. Yes.
And he's talking to one of the nieces, and the niece is like, please, let's ditch this rehearsal, and let's go rescue Peter from his date. He'd be happy. He's like, why do you know he's not having a, how do you know he's having a bad time of the day? He's like, well, he's not with you. He's like, okay, come on now. So then Peter admits to James about like the whole scheme they've been running with Nick. He's like, yeah, I brought Nick over, you know, doing all that stuff, trying to like make him pretend he's my boyfriend and everything. But that's actually how we met each other. When I first moved to LA, he also first moved to LA, and we were trying to get a discount at a hotel or something. I don't remember what it was, but they're trying to get a family discount of something. Oh, it's a gym. They're at a gym.
Got it.
And they're trying to get a discount there, and they saw the couple ahead of them got a family discount, and they're like, well, we could pretend to be a family real quick, just while in line. They just improv the whole thing, and it was great. And we've been friends ever since.
Well, there you go.
So they've already faked being a couple once. And then James is like, you guys ever like, he's like, no, never. We never done anything like that. And I'm like, even James is like,
I don't believe that.
I don't know about that big gobble. Okay. So then the nieces again try to convince Nick to get Peter a Christmas present. Yeah. He's like, I never get him Christmas presents. Fuck that guy. Peter admits he has FOMO, actually, because he gets a picture of his nieces with Nick.
Mm.
He's like, oh, I miss going with them. It sucks that, like, I mean, he's not wrong. He's going on all these dates with a guy, and it's just like, I came here for my family. I don't
want to,
like, date
someone. And
it's also,
like, the second date with a complete stranger.
Yes,
like,
exactly. Yeah. It's like,
for the holidays. He's only here for, like, a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have a lot of time.
Peter, come on. Get your fucking shit in order.
Well, he says he has FOMO. He says, I'm a FOMO-sexual.
I don't like that joke. That joke.
Don't worry, they say it again later.
No, really? Yep. They liked it so much they wrote it again?
Yeah.
I don't want that at all.
Not even improv, baby.
It's in the script.
It's in the script, baby.
Ouch.
Someone wrote that down on paper and was like, this sticks. So anyway.
They almost called the movie FOMO sexual.
Honestly, it would make it more memorable than
Single
All the Way. Single
All the Way.
So anyway, he's like, I don't even know why I'm like in LA. Like, I could quit my job. I don't even like it that much. Like, it's not my passion. And James is like, oh, yeah, your passion's plants, right? And he's like, how do you know that? He's like, well, I found Mr. Plant House on Instagram.
He was
Plant
fucking
House.
He was fucking Insta-stalking him.
Insta-stalking him. And he's like, how do you know that? Yeah. How'd you find him? He's like, yeah, I just look around. He's like,
I'm
wait.
A fucking creep.
Yeah, I'm a creep. He's like, what's your Instagram? He's like, sky's the limit, but I spell sky with an I instead of an E. So it's like, ski's the limit because he loves skiing.
Pretty clever.
Honestly, not bad fake not Instagram bad. Handles.
Yeah.
Nick is reading the Saving Emmett book to, like, Peter's nephews. And the little kid asks, like, when did you and Peter get married? And everyone's like, oh, what? he's like, oh, we're not married. And he's like, what are you then? And for some reason, Nick has no answer to this, even though he's been saying we're best friends.
Yeah.
For, like, everyone else.
They can't lie to these children.
I guess.
Yeah.
And they're like, you should write a sequel, actually. And he's like, oh, are you my publisher? Like, I've been told I should write a sequel to this.
Yeah.
By the way, they mentioned his book is like a bestseller. So, like, he's been doing great with that book.
That's the other funny thing. They keep saying it's a bestseller, in quotes. But it's also, like, he's still doing TaskRabbit. Like,
I guess it doesn't make as much money as you'd hope.
I guess a bestseller nowadays is not, you know, it's not no, what it used to be. What is it? A shop around the corner, you know?
No, not at all. So they suggest,
You got mail.
Yeah. So they suggest that, the kids actually suggest that, Nick, you should write about Emmett and Dog Hotel he's in right now.
That's a great idea.
But also, like, kind of shaming him of, like, you put your dog in a sad situation again.
And now
you?
You're hanging out with our fucking shitty, like, uncle.
Our uncle there. Yeah. And he was like, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Peter and James, they get done. It's really funny because they show them going up the ski, like, getting ready to ski. Mm. And then they show a big drone shot of random people skiing. And then they have another shot of them at the bottom.
This is what I'm talking about. Very poorly made.
Yeah, it's so obvious.
Yeah.
Like, they don't even, like, don't try even, to hide it.
Why even put that scene in?
You should have just made them be like, oh, they're at the bottom.
Yeah, exactly.
So lame. So then they ask, like, Peter's like, well, I'm so glad I got, like, a private lesson from you. Like,
yeah.
You know, I feel special about that.
Or they could be at, like, a fucking chalet afterwards, you know? Yeah, like, exactly. Drinking or something, you know?
And then James grabs him and kisses him.
Oh, my God, on the second date?
On the second date.
Oh, my God.
And then Peter's like, oh, well, this is nice, but he gets a text message. He's like, I gotta go see my family. And he's like, am I that bad of a kisser? He's like, nah. James is so charming. He's a nice guy.
James is so patient. I feel very bad for James.
That's the thing. Is it just feels like Peter has just got, like, one minor problem, and the two guys that are with him are, like, perfect.
They are. They should be together.
Honestly,
James and Nick.
James and Nick. I ship
Peter's,
them.
Peter's like, well, I never get anything.
Or thruple it up, bro. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, Nick and Peter debrief in front of the window.
Did you call him Beater? You called him Beater. Nick and Beater. Beater.
Beater.
Nick and Beater.
Beater arrives at Beater. At the house, and he debriefs with Nick about their date, and they're talking and they're sure. chatting for a while, and the whole family wonders, like, what they're talking about. And the niece is like, those are two people in love,
mm-hmm.
and they're like, what's going on? And
what's going on with Peter?
And the dad says, like, oh, maybe Nick's finally listening to me, and mom's like, what do you mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because the mom was the one that set him up with James.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's right. So the mom seems a little annoyed by it. Not that annoyed, though.
Yeah, nothing is really all
and
that.
And then Peter's like, you know,
Peter,
maybe I do want to move back here.
Yeah.
Actually, maybe I do want to live back here.
Seems really nice.
It seems very cold, but very nice.
Yeah.
And Nick's like, wow.
Where would he live, I wonder?
I don't know. You must really like this guy if he's got you thinking about all this. He's like, yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what to do.
What I have in LA anyway, like, I have a job I don't like. I have, like, a place, a car that's overpriced that I drive around.
Yep.
A lot of people I like, but the only person I really love is you, Nick. And then that's the end of my life.
He says that.
But Nick has no fucking reaction to this.
Yeah.
He's just kind of like, yeah, I guess. I know that. And I'm
the reaction is sort of like surprise. And then.
Is it? I felt like it was nothing to me.
Maybe it was nothing. And then fucking Jennifer Coolidge shows up and just fucking, like, blasts through emotion.
Yeah, any emotion. It's Jennifer Coolidge time now.
Yeah, she pops in and I just wrote down, she looks worse for wear. And she walks in on the family talking and she says the pageant is a giant load of crap. And everyone in the house thinks that Nick and Beer should help with the pageant. And they want to force, they're also trying to force the two together, basically. They're like obsessed with them working together. And Jennifer Coolidge says that she would love for them to help. And she says,
it's not because the gays know theater. It's because the gays just know how to do stuff. You know, I mean, they're survivors. And for some reason, they're always obsessed with me. I don't know why. I like it.
This is too meta.
I hate it.
Yeah.
I truly hate it.
That's too much. Yeah. They really are just like, might as well look at the camera. And yeah. Like, wink.
The gaze. Yeah.
The gaze.
So Nick, surprisingly, actually did hang all of the lights on the outside of the
house. Why surprisingly? He's a task rabbit.
But it was a lot of lights.
Yeah. That's
and Beater is like, thank you so much for doing this. This is incredible. Thanks for coming to visit my family. Thanks for and then they both go inside. And in this moment, I'm like, okay, honestly, I think Beater is kind of like, does have a problem with, like, you know, connecting.
Yeah.
Nick in this moment needs, like, it's like Peter is like really like saying everything he's feeling. And yeah. Nick needs to just accept it at this moment. It feels weird that Nick is like.
Oh, Peter's pretty avoidant.
Peter is very avoidant. But yeah. Nick is just Peter is like, I love you, you know, like you know, and then he's like, thank you for doing this.
But
like,
it means nothing to Peter.
Peter. What do you mean it means nothing to Peter?
Well, I mean, he's saying all that stuff, but it doesn't mean like he's like, I love you, but not like I love you. Like,
I don't know, man. I don't know. To me, this feels like this was like fumbled by pretty much everybody.
Yeah, fair.
And now this is the end of us calling him Peter.
why?
I'm sure it's getting annoying to the audience.
No, I'm sure they love it.
All right, audience, here we go. Next day is practice, and no one is off book. So we're calling her Jennifer Coolidge, right? Jennifer Coolidge.
Yeah, I don't really know her.
She's not really playing a character.
She really is just playing herself. She literally make a joke about her being
how gays like her.
Yeah.
So Jennifer Coolidge has to do the lines for every... I don't know why I'm writing this. None of this actually comes
into play.
That's
the thing is, after a while, I was writing a lot of jokes. Yeah. I'm like, oh, jokes. And I'm like... No, these jokes don't fucking matter.
You're right. A lot of my notes start like disintegrating as I go further and further
down. Yeah, because you're like, these jokes are, we got to write these jokes. And you're like, I don't know if I got to write these jokes. Also, writing jokes, you kind of want to write a little bit to get the idea of the tone.
Yeah.
I've already talked about the tone
you've
of the
established.
Jokes.
So I've established. So now I'm just going through the plot.
So if you want to just go through the plot,
let's
I'm fine with that.
Basically, Peter and Nick help. And they're helping building sets and they're helping talk to the actors. Peter gets a call from his boss. And bad news, the boss says that the campaign needs to be completely redone in one day. No influencers, real people.
I still don't even know what their campaign is.
The campaign is I didn't know what it was until, honestly, way too late. And it's a shame that you didn't know either, because this is upsetting to truly everyone here. It has to do with a shaving cream.
Okay.
They're advertising shaving cream.
But I don't remember seeing shaving cream on their faces at
maybe
all.
Santa's beard was made of shaving cream.
Oh, maybe.
Because later on, he does a photo shoot with Nick. Peter does a photo shoot with Nick.
Uh-huh.
And at first, it's very sexy. You know, it's like Nick near, like, you know, chopping wood in the woods wearing, you know, plaid. And then they put the shaving cream on his.
Oh, Nick has plaid. Interesting.
Nick has plaid. And then they put shaving cream on Nick. And I'm like, this is a bad look. Why are you doing this? And it wasn't until way later, I'm like, oh, they're trying to advertise the shaving cream. Because they do it for everybody. Because then Nick's like, Peter, you need to put the shaving cream on your face. And so they put it on his face.
It's a cute look. Is it a cute look for Peter?
For feel Peter, like it's Nick... a little bit better than Nick. Okay. Nick, it doesn't look good at all. I'm like, Nick has got a great face already. He's fine. And then Peter's like, okay, we're going to do a photo where you look just right into the camera lens and then blow, like, your breath out. I'm going to try to take a photo of the breath coming out of your mouth.
What the fuck? That sounds so awful.
And he does it. And it's a very intense moment. It's like they're going to kiss each other. They're so...
Through the lens?
Well, he takes the photo and then he moves it down.
He's like, oh, you're so close.
Yes. But you're right. Honestly, because it's funny, because they show the after photos, like, later on, and they look incredible. And I'm like, but he's taking the photos with his cell phone. Like, his iPhone. And I'm like, I know iPhones supposed to be, like, great cameras or whatever the fuck. These were not taken by iPhone cameras.
Big dog. Low light?
Yes.
Nah.
In the outdoors, sure, but it just doesn't look good. And you actually see it from his camera's perspective. And I'm like, no, this looks terrible. Like, they're not going to get the fucking breath or any of that shit. But it's a very intense moment where they're, like, looking at each other around. They're about to kiss each other. And then Peter gets a text from James asking to go get a drink. And him and Nick have an argument where they're like, do you want me to go? Should I go? And Nick's like, yeah, I should go. Just go ahead and go with James or whatever. And finally, Peter does go. Even though it's clear he wants Nick to say that he shouldn't.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing, he wants Nick to say it, but also I think, like, Peter wants to, like, just hang out with his family. I'm just like, dude, James, take a hint. Like, you can follow this up later.
But how is James supposed to take the hint when Peter's always just going, like, all right, I'll do it?
I guess that's true, but...
Like, James is complete, like, he's the...
You're right, but Peter did mention earlier, like, when they were, like... about to kiss and the thing, or that after they kiss and things, like, I gotta go see my family. I'm a homosexual. Like, I miss my family. I would be like,
he does. Oh, I will say, he only really, it's a date in quote unquote, but it's like a date at his family's bar and they're getting a drink together. So he could be hanging out with this. Honestly, very nice of James.
That's very considerate.
Incredibly considerate. All right. So Nick goes back and he starts writing a story about Emmett and a guy named Nick. And how he dropped his... And I'm like, wow, this is a really lazy story. And then he gets a photo of his dogs, of his dog. And he's just like, oh, what a cute dog. And then he gets a TaskRabbit job. And As he's leaving the house, he runs into Peter's nieces.
Jane? Oh, nieces. Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, you gotta stop that date with Peter and James. And they call their mom, who's Peter's sister, who's working at the bar. And she's like, you gotta break them up. You gotta ruin this date. I'm looking at my notes and I'm like dreading having to read the rest of this. It's so bad, dude. On the date, Peter is talking about Nick a lot. And he's like his best friend. I'm like, this poor James guy is to fucking listen to Peter talk about his fucking friend.
I know.
And yeah. And I'm just like, James.
Just like, Peter needs to get out of the picture. Like,
James is nice and charming and hot. Like, what the fuck is going on? The girls take.
Does he ever meet Nick?
Later.
Oh, okay.
Later. But honestly, there's not really a connection there either.
Yeah, well.
I didn't even write this down, but then the fucking James Peter's sister does show up and just fucking like drop a bunch of food on James, and you're just like, whoops, Peter's a bad guy and he's a bad dude and don't date him or whatever. And I'm like, what in the fuck is going on?
Oh, yeah, because okay, so during that time when they're looking at the Peter and Nick outside when they were talking about the debrief of Peter's date, everyone basically except for the mom was like, we need to get Nick and Peter together.
Yes, exactly. So the sister is like trying to do that by spoiling their date, but it doesn't really work. The teenage girls, Peter's nieces, go and follow Nick to his TaskRabbit job, and they take the ladder away from the roof, trapping Nick on top of the roof.
Okay, that's the opposite of what you wanted to do earlier.
And they force Nick to admit that he loves Peter, and he finally admits it. But he's like, I don't think that he feels the same about me.
Ah.
Which is fair. And then we come back to Peter and James's date, and he is just like talking. And this is where I was like, up until now, I'm like, he doesn't seem like a great guy to go on a date with. And then in the middle of the date, at the very end of the night, he's like, yeah, my family think that me and Nick are supposed to be together. Like, it's really weird. They think that, like, we should, like, be dating and, like, we're in love secretly, but we're just really good friends. And I'm like, why are you talking about this on your date with James?
Well, I mean, you know what? He has had 7 heartbreaks. Yeah. And so maybe this is the reason why.
Honestly.
Maybe he sucks.
It's his fault. And James is so fucking cool about it. And even, like, Peter is like, have you ever, like, he's like, you must have like a friend that you think everyone thinks you're dating. And James is like, no, not really. I'm like, yeah, no shit.
Yeah.
So then Peter's boss texts him and goes like, I love this photo shoot. I want more. And so then Peter is like, hey, James, do you want to do a photo shoot with me? And James is like, yeah, sure. So they do a photo shoot and they do the same thing with the cream on his face. Mm-hmm. And
but it's awkward and weird.
Yeah, he doesn't feel the same.
Oh,
he doesn't have the same like vibe as he did with Nick.
Oh,
basically,
no.
He even does the breath thing, and he doesn't feel that same magic. So James invites Peter up to his place, but he says no. And then he's like, "You want to come to the pageant later?" And James is like, "Yeah, sure, man." James is so fucking cool.
Yeah,
James is the best.
Like, I'll hang out. It's cool.
So Peter's nieces sleep in his bed, forcing him to sleep in bed with Nick now. The next day, I'm just looking at fucking, who gives a shit? basically,
I'm just like, it's just the plot is so like, get to the fucking point.
Let me get to the point.
And if everything was like really funny,
it would work.
It would work.
And it doesn't.
Or charming, but everyone just feels really hollow.
Let me just fucking cut through the chase, okay? The nieces are like, hey, Peter, do you like Nick? And Nick is, and Peter's like, yes, I do, but I don't want our friendship to be spoiled. What if we wind up in a relationship together and we're unhappy and we break up and I lose my friend? And they're just like, okay. And then they tell
okay, whatever.
Then they tell Nick, they're like, Peter is really into you. Your feeling is mutual. You should mention it to him later on.
His niece is doing the hard work.
Yeah. The pageant begins. It's terrible. James arrives and sees how close Nick and Peter are. And after the show, Peter thanks Nick for everything. And he says that he makes everything better and they hug. And then Nick tells Peter that he loves him and that he is in love with him. And Peter is shocked. And Nick says that he was heartbroken seeing Peter and James together. And Peter is like, I'm worried that we will no longer be friends. What if we wind up in a relationship and we break up and it doesn't work out?
Mm.
And he's also like, I want to move here. And Nick, you live in LA. Like, this is not going to work out. And then James walks in, interrupting the two of them. And James shows off the Insta feed showing the fact that Peter took a photo of himself and Nick and James, and Nick is upset by that. And so Nick's like, I gotta get out of it. Because it's like, he thought it was just gonna be a thing between the two of them.
Oh, okay.
And he's like, clearly this is not gonna work out. He's offended, he's shocked. And so he leaves, and he gets it, and
this feels like nothing.
It is fucking nothing. And so then everyone goes to the bar.
They're like, we're gonna make this movie longer somehow.
They go to the bar, they're waiting for Nick. James says he's getting a lot of Instagram followers, and Beater is like, hey, you should move to LA and become part of like social media. And James is like, you want me to move to LA and you want to move here? I think that things are not going to work out between the two of us. And Beater's like, what are you talking about? And he's like, I think you and James have a special connection. And then Peter Coolidge. Jennifer Coolidge hits on James. Nick gets in a car, but he gets a task grabber request, and he answers it, and it's a paint job for a building. And so he goes to take
care of it. Why would you be doing these like 4 days in front of Christmas?
I know, right?
This guy must not really have Emmett money.
So he goes to do the paint job of an empty building. And then Beater rushes home, and he sees that Nick isn't there, so he drives to the airport, knowing Nick is going to be there, but he sees that Nick's car is parked on the side of the road. He goes into the empty building that Nick is painting, and Nick is like, here's my birthday present for you. I bought this for you. This is going to be your...
Wait, hold on. So yeah. He got a task rabbit to buy a house?
No. No, Ethan. He got a task rabbit to paint the building that he just bought.
Why would they do... What?
I don't know. What? I don't know, Ethan.
I'm fucking losing my mind. Why would you get a fucking task rabbit for a building you own?
It doesn't make any sense.
Why would you go through that? You just go to the building and paint it yourself. Why do you have to get a task rabbit? What the fuck?
Yeah, and he just bought it now, and he's painting it for Beater. And he's like, Beater, I spent all of my book money to buy this for you. This is my present for you. So now you can open up your own flower.
That is very cute. Shop. I don't know why they did the task rabbit thing.
It doesn't make a lot of sense.
Except to trick the audience.
And so Beater is like, you know what? I love you, Nick. You're important to me, and I love you so much. And then they argue about all the misconceptions, and then they smile and they kiss, and it's such a relief. And then Beater and Nick asks Nick if he can help him build up the store. And because he's like, you're not going to go back to LA, right, Nick? And Nick's like, I can write anywhere. It doesn't fucking matter. Like, yeah. It's almost like there was no actual fucking stakes at this at all. Nope. And we were just watching these two fucking figure out the shit that we all knew was going to happen.
Yep.
And that's pretty much it. It's Christmas. He writes the fucking first draft of Emmett the dog and gives it to the kids.
Is it the hotel?
Yeah. And then Nick and Beater tell everyone that they're together, and everyone's fucking happy, and it doesn't fucking matter. This movie fucking sucks. And it sucks because it's like, there's aspects of it that are cute, but it's
there's
just...
jokes that are somewhat funny. It's cute to see, you know, gay love being the forefront, you know?
Yeah, it's great.
But it's just,
I support
give
it.
Them something, you know?
Something
give them,
or anything.
Give them fucking problems, man.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. Give them more stakes. There's just nothing here for me to care about.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't care about these characters enough. They also don't feel like real characters.
They don't
I
feel
think
like
real,
especially
thing.
Nick.
Yeah, Nick is a freaking alien, man.
Like, he's a perfect being.
He's a perfect being. There's nothing wrong with him. He still hasn't even brought up his mom died your entire half. Like,
never.
They just mentioned
not
it once.
Once.
Like, your mom's dead. And it's like, okay.
Not once.
Why would you even bring that up?
Yeah.
It's like, you don't want to spend Christmas alone. Your mom died. Okay.
Don't you want to spend money to spend Christmas with like complete strangers in my family?
Like, I like your family, though. Yeah, it's just, I don't know. It's weird, though, because there's so many parts about it that are, like, mostly competent. But there's so many parts about it that just feel wrong.
I agree.
It was
well. How many snowflakes were we?
I'm glad you thought the same thing because I was worried about it. I was thinking, is this just?
I liked, but I do think I was a little bit more hot on like their chemistry. I think Beater and Nick's chemistry is good. It's just the movie is not working to actually make us.
I think
feel
I buy
anything.
The chemistry less because of just Nick's too perfect.
That's fair. That's fair. Nick is a little too perfect. Yeah. Nick is a saint. I love Nick. Let me know. Nick is the best.
Yeah. Saint Nick.
Beater, gotta figure his shit out.
Yeah.
I think honestly, you kind of hit on the nail on the head. What if Nick and James wind up starting to fall in love with each other? And Beater's
I would
stuck
love
in the
that.
Middle?
I would have loved that if that was like actually a part of the conflict. The conflict, even then, it's just like the other conflicts you were mentioning were just so like
nothing, dude. Like nothing. I completely cut out so much bullshit and none of it fucking mattered.
No,
none
I
of it fucking
it didn't
mattered.
Matter.
No. Well, how many snowflakes are you giving this one? One?
No.
Half?
One and a half.
Oh, wow. I was just going to give a one. I'm going to give a one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, when the history...
Ooh, what do you guys think about my move?
Wow, Santa,
oh, no,
you're
it's
back.
Santa. He's awake.
He's awake after we give all the snowflakes. I'm so glad he came back.
Yeah. What'd you guys think? Oh, Mike, I'm sure you really liked this completely new movie you've never seen before, right? Yeah, Santa, totally. Loved this
That's
movie.
Amazing.
Never saw
I can't believe you only pick movies that we've never seen
never
ever in
seen.
Our entire life.
Did a good job, Santa. I'm always watching. And even when I am unconscious, I'm also watching.
Whoa, wait. So did you like our reviews? Because there were some, I mean, we get pretty good reviews for most of them, I feel.
I was a fan of all of them, but I think you guys might have some latent homophobia.
Santa, homophobia. Yeah. I know it's a hard word for you to say because you don't even, that doesn't even cross your mind because you're
a
saint.
We don't allow them in the North Pole.
Wait, hold on. Hold on, Santa.
And it's really bad because elves are born gay, so we have to get rid of a lot of them.
Santa, how do you commit your genocide in the North Pole?
That's messed up, Santa. You shouldn't be cool about that. I'm not. It's just the way it works, man. I'm sorry.
Don't you run the North Pole? Aren't you like governor there?
It's not up to me, man.
Do we gotta invade the North Pole
now?
I'm
just a fucking cog in the machine, bro. I'm just doing my fucking job.
Your weird ICU morphine is probably kicking in. I understand.
Yeah, that's how
like,
it works.
I still don't think it excuses homophobia, Santa.
Well, I heard what you all had to say while I was knocked out, and I will say I'm happy that you watched and enjoyed at least most of my movies.
It's true. It was actually one of the better years we've had, even with this one stinker.
Thank you so much.
I didn't even stink that bad.
It was, I will say though, you didn't like them all, so I am going to die now.
No!
No! Oh no!
Mike, fuck, dude.
I'm sorry. I don't know what to do.
Oh god.
We have to bring it back somehow. What are we gonna do?
Single All the Way is actually 4 snowflakes.
I'm coming back. Oh.
Mike, you have to say it too, or he's not.
I don't wanna. I don't want. I need to be honest.
Don't be honest with yourself. It's for Santa. It's for thinking of the kids.
No. It's 5 snowflakes.
Oh! We've saved Christmas.
Merry Christmas and only that holiday. To all a good night. He's flying away. Right,
maybe
well,
we should have saved Santa.
I
Santa
think
seems
that was
like
a bad move.
Santa's committing homophobic genocide and also doesn't only thinks Christmas is the only valid holiday.
Well, guys, are you happy we saved Santa? Email us, eventhethereatpodcast.com. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, Blue Sky. We're also on Discord. And if you want to listen to our previous holiday episodes and know what the fuck we're talking about, you can find them at any podcasting app. And while you're there, please leave a 5-star rating and review. We will read on the show no matter what it says. Even if it's from you, Santa, we'll read it. I promise.
Naughty boy.
He's a bad guy.
List.
I don't know if he should be in charge of the nice and naughty list.
I think he has some biases.
He's kind of a
bad
guy.
I don't know. Who made him judge? Like, I think he needs a jury to like come up with everyone.
I think there needs
list.
To be some checks and balances. Is what we need to have. Yeah, but clearly things have rolled out where he just has complete control over everything, and he's really just like swinging his dick around with all abandon. You know?
Yeah, it's like no one will ever stop him or anything. No one's ever stepping up, and like apparently the elves have some sort of power, but they just haven't done anything.
Not enough. If all the elves just like banded together and just took over the North Pole and like made it a better place, I bet that'd be probably a pretty good move.
That'd be a pretty nice move. Yeah. Maybe someday the
Maybe
elves
one
will
day.
Rise up.
Maybe they'll all like wake up and they'll be like, oh man, like actually there's more of us than there is of him, and you know, we can do it. Oh, he's dropping bombs on us!
Oh,
good night, everybody!
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Would Would you guys like to discuss the movies that we talked about on the podcast, recommend movies for future episodes, or maybe even watch movies with us? Check out the Discord.
You can find the Discord on the latest episodes or on the website, theotherhalfpodcast.com. We're just hanging out chatting.
And while you're there, maybe also check out the second of the Discord, which is specifically for Ethan's streams on Twitch. You get updates as to when he goes live. Just keep up to date with us, with Ethan, the podcast, and the stream.
It's also totally okay if you just want to hang out and talk about the podcast. You could hang out there and maybe we'll see you there and watch a movie or something.
Or maybe you're like, wow, these streams are so much better and you just totally ignore the podcast. That's also another option.
That could happen.
Why not?
The Discord is your oyster. Come join us.
The Discord is your oyster. Join it.